This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
That's JB Bickerstaff after last night's 10-point win, 96-86, over the Orlando Magic. We still found something to be angry about, though, and rightfully so for everybody who's upset. I mean, this is absolutely rightfully so here. Now, there's been some clarification given because, I didn't know it was blacked out for anybody until about halfway through the first quarter. I clicked over to NBA TV. NBA TV was blacked out for me. But I had started on Bally's. I had no idea. Zero clue. So I went back to Bally's, obviously watched the rest of the game on Bally's, but I knew some people were very, very upset. Now I'm reading here. There's something here. You watch this. The Bally's app, I guess, was malfunctioning for a lot of people. There were some people who were able to watch it fine. There were some people who were saying it was just buffering and buffering and buffering and buffering. They weren't able to watch it, but it wasn't, quote unquote, blacked out. It wasn't like you could click on it and it was not happening for you. They were trying to offer it to you. Apparently, they just sucked. Yeah, their server just isn't good enough for it because
it's unbelievable.
You're going to have a lot more people clicking in during a playoff game, for crying out loud. Like, game 66, I don't know if it's really going to matter, but the playoffs, yeah, it's going to happen. There's also a lot of people out there who have YouTube TV and NBA TV, which Bally's is not offered on NBA or on YouTube TV. So they went to go to the NBA TV channel, and NBA TV was blacked out, and then obviously there were some people rabbling, and again, rightfully so. You have to be able to offer. I just can't believe it. And I said, you know, this is bad customer service. There were plenty of people go, well, they only care about making money. Yeah, that affects their bottom line. If you try to shrink your – you have to offer it to as many people as you can. You're shooting yourself in your foot if you don't offer it to as many people
as you can. Well, and it's also weird because anybody that's been following the news about the regional – you know, cable networks or the regional sports networks and what's happening with Diamond Sports. I mean, this is probably it. This is probably the beginning of the end anyway. So, I mean, I imagine the Cavs are going to be available somewhere else next year. So the hope is that wherever they're available next year, you'll be able to access it.
I mean,
it.
You got to be able to service your customers. And that's just not good at all. Danny Cunningham going to join us at 720, 216-474-0092. Other than that, I got to tell you, I'm not trying to be facetious, I'm not trying to be nasty. It was a delightful game. I mean, just a delightful game from just about beginning to end. The Cavaliers played very well last night. Jared Allen was tough. Evan Mobley was tough. I think he's playing as tough as he possibly can. There were some people that had a problem with Darius Garland. I'll bring that up with Danny coming up at 720. I didn't have a problem with Darius Garland.
Well, he hit the threes that basically put the game out of reach.
Yes.
I know they weren't exactly the most pressure-packed threes, but he did go 4 of 7. So for all the issues, ball handling, decision-making, you know, I thought he's been battling defensively too.
Do you think – I think he's playing hurt.
He is, yeah.
But do you think – and I'm going to ask Danny about that coming up at 720 as well. Do you think he's somewhat careless, quote-unquote, with the basketball? Bringing it up the floor?
I kind of feel like he's always been like that. I think that's –
yeah.
That's one of the things. For as gifted as he is, and at times he's a very gifted ball handler and can be flashy, he's also going to turn the ball over. I mean, that's a part of the Darius Garland experience. But he's also going to make teams paying for blitzing. He does a great job rounding that corner and then hitting the big men with the lob or the bounce pass. He seems to be able to be very good at doing both.
Sal Palantonio, 8 o'clock. We'll talk draft with him. Danny coming up at 720. 216-474-0092. Kyle and Ashton Beulah, you're first up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Ken, I like the word you just used, delightful, because I the last two games really were a pleasure to watch, and that's coming from somebody in myself who is one of these negative people who I haven't wanted to call the last couple of weeks because I don't want to, you know, get under anybody's skin when there should be a positive, exciting time. But what I call to say is I'm more optimistic about this team than at any point since before last year's Knicks series. And it's not really that my opinion of them have changed that much. I still have the same concerns, the same doubts, but beating Orlando the way they have has reestablished an equilibrium and a baseline for me where I know, okay, this team should be at least this good because it got pretty dark this regular season where I didn't know how bad is it going to get with this group.
It was grim. It was absolutely grim. And it got that way at the end of the season, which I don't know what's coming up at 8:20. Tone has something rolled up his sleeve that is apparently going to put me in a sour mood for everybody. Don't tell anybody, not just yet.
You got an hour
and 20 minutes.
I wonder if some of this now, if the explanation, I know nobody liked the explanation when I was trying to give it over the last week, and especially really the last month when I'm just like, get me to the playoffs, get me healthy into the playoffs, that now this is the Cavs. They are playing, I don't know if this is their peak because they could shoot the ball a lot better. And, you know, they're turning the ball over, they're making mistakes. But with that said, I mean, two wire-to-wire, pretty convincing wins over the Magic. And I just wonder if we can chalk up now a lot of the regular season too. Yeah, they were injured. They were going through it. They didn't get a chance to play their starting lineup all that much comparatively to the other teams. And so now this is what they look like healthy. They look a lot closer to the potential healthy.
You and I are willing to hold hands and say the series is over. I think people are going to want to see them against Boston. I'm assuming Boston, it's only a 1-0 series for crying out loud. I'm assuming Boston, you know, I think a lot of people are wanting to see that before they chalk it up to injury. Say you take them to six games or good God, if you win it, then definitely. But I think that a lot of folks want to see how they play against them because I think you're just flat out better than Orlando as a team. You're in a different place of where they are. I think someday maybe they can get to your
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Spot, but I think that you are just so much better than them, and you have the experience. As cynical as we got about last year, I think a series like this, if you want to talk about what this team is and reevaluating culture, I think I have to reevaluate what happened last year. Because remember, the Knicks were in the playoffs the year before. They paid the fiddler. Then they played against us. That experience, knocking us down, rubbing our nose in it, it left a bad taste in our mouths. And a lot of us, you know, we went after Donovan, we went after everybody. I got emotional about it. Absolutely got emotional. Because it's one thing to lose. It's another thing to just get stoned out defensively and at the block and everything like that. But this series, it does make me kind of reevaluate and think for, hey, you know, you have to go back to where it was before and remember that LeBron took a couple of whacks at it before he was able to break through. Everybody has to take a couple of whacks at the wall before they're able to break through, and the Cavs are no different. Like, I can't put you in a spin zone and say you're automatically going to go to the finals. Remember, the Golden State Warriors had to fire Mark Jackson before they got Steve Kerr, and then they were able to get through. So there's still a trial and error, and yeah, I definitely can. I can right now look at myself and say I've overreacted to what happened last year because I was angry about how that series went and being made fun of by Knicks fans. I definitely can admit that.
It sucked. It totally sucked. And it looked at times this year, which is a really weird year. I mean, this will go down as a bizarre year, especially if we pull off the sweep, because we had our crack staff working on it. The Cavs had 10 sweeps when LeBron James was on the team in the playoffs. 10 sweeps during the years, what, 11 years?
11 seasons.
That LeBron was in Cleveland.
Yeah.
I mean, that is amazing. How many sweeps, Mitch, did the Cavs, in the history of their playoff appearances, how many sweeps were they able to pull off without LeBron?
Zero.
So this would be the first.
That's including 80s, 90s, everything.
Zero. No 80s, no 90s, nothing.
Yeah, those price teams that we adored, no sweeps.
Well, that would definitely put Donovan in some rarefied air then. Melissa and Hiram, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Melissa.
How are you? Good morning.
We're wonderful.
I'm just very upset about this whole TV thing. I refuse to give my money to Bally's. I'm just biding my time, like Lima said, just biding my time because it can't last forever.
So you weren't able to watch last night? You weren't able to watch?
And I refuse to give my money. I got NBA TV blacked out. They even had the NBA League Pass free games to watch the other day, and Cavs were blacked out on that too. And I'm just biding my time. It can't last forever because this is going to a parade for a championship one year and not being able to watch. It's just ridiculous.
So, Melissa, you've called in before, right?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to make sure. See, this is, and I feel bad that you weren't able to watch. I really am sorry you weren't able to watch. And apparently you're not going to be able to watch it on Thursday night either, Melissa.
Right.
So I hate telling you. See, this is part of the problem. But Melissa, thank you very much for the call and going along
with this.
Because let me tell you this. Melissa is a hardcore sports fan who listens to sports talk radio and calls in. She's going to find the Cavs. But there are plenty of people out there that are general fans. This is what the NFL has mastered, is that there is a general fan that they want to be everything for. So that's why the Super Bowl has all the extras that hardcore sports fans who listen to this hate. The 30-minute halftime show, the six-hour lead-up, the commercials, the family, the pomp, the circumstance, the bump, but a bump. There's things that hardcore sports fans, the guys who listen to this every single day, and ladies, obviously, they don't like. But they master being something for everybody. And with Major League Baseball, with the NBA, there is something where it's like, you got to make yourself open to everybody. I know that it's different sports. I know that it's a longer schedule with more games, but you have to open yourself up to it. Because there's people who are just going to go, no, I don't need to bother with it. Melissa's going to find it. You know, the people who are calling in this morning, they're upset. They're going to find it. But there's plenty of general people. They're just going to, and especially if their team is kind of not a contender, they're just going to wash their hands of it. And that's going to be it. You hurt the sport in the cities that it's good in. Basketball works in Cleveland. You're hurting your sport. You're hurting your product.
Well, think about all the things that I've said over the last week. We've gotten into these nasty arguments, and I'm like, guys, the playoffs matter. The regular season, if you're going to say it doesn't matter, the Milwaukee Bucks put out a tweet the other day to that effect, like to that extent. The regular season doesn't matter. It's like, you know, you guys sell season tickets. You know, the sales office is not going to be thrilled with you. But the whole point was, hey, once you get to the playoffs, it is supposed to mean something different. And I'm sitting here screaming that over the last week, and then the game is blacked out to some of the customers. Like, I don't have a leg to stand on if people aren't even going to be able to watch, you know, the first round of the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, we know after the first round it's available on TNT and ESPN, one or the other, depending on, you know, Eastern Conference, Western Conference. But if you can't, or ABC, but if you can't get these games, that is critical. Think of the young fans you're losing potentially forever. They got other options.
Well, and you read the story that came out yesterday because, you know, you and I follow the BSM and how there's a possibility where the NBA Finals could soon be streaming behind a paywall with either Amazon or there is a couple of different, the Peacock, a couple of different other ones because of the success that they saw where there was a streaming-only playoff game. You put the Finals, again, I think a lot of people will go find football. And I think a lot of people will go find their general playoff game.
This is not football.
But I do not think that they're going to go and say, yeah, I just want to watch the NBA Finals. Because I've told you, when my team, when the Cavs, in the previous years, when the Cavs weren't good, yeah, I was all in on the Finals. When the Cavs lost last year, it was a slog for me to turn on the Finals because I felt I had such despair as that season ended. And I think a lot of people, if they're hardcore fans, are going to feel the same way. Coming up at 8 o'clock, Sal Palantoni going to join us on the show, ESPN NFL Insider. We'll talk, obviously, NFL draft with him, the Browns, Deshaun Watson, the whole deal. Up next, how good is Darius Garland feeling? I thought he played pretty decent yesterday. A lot of people disagree. We'll ask Danny Cunningham those questions next on The Fan.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.